Do you ever look around and think, wow, the world is a crazy place, and it just seems to get crazier and crazier? Ease your mind and take a break. This is Fuel for the Soul with John Gifta. We're a hub for inspirational Christian sermons, practical keys for Christian living, and Christian discussions and interviews. You'll be inspired to live the life that you were created for. Your host is a top-ranking podcaster, best-selling author, world record holder, aerospace engineer, life coach, evangelist, and founder of John Gifta International. Welcome to Fuel for the Soul with John Gifta.
Hello everyone, it's wonderful for me to be here back on this edition of the Fuel for the Soul with John Gifta podcast, where I'm going to talk to you today about how the way God is going to speak to you is going to be different from the way God is going to speak to somebody else. You know, when we look at the incidents surrounding the birth of Jesus and the news is being mentioned to different people, and let's take the example of, you know, the shepherds who were just taking care of the sheep by night, and the angel comes and says, you know what, listen, the Savior has been born, and then there are a lot of angels appearing in the sky, and they're all singing glory to God in the highest, and so on. Here's the thing I wanted to understand, right? The way God spoke to the shepherds and informed the shepherds was not the way God informed the wise men. The wise men got divine counsel through the star. What I want you to understand is the way God wants to speak to you is different from the way God is going to speak to somebody else. The way God is going to use to minister to somebody else is not the way God is going to minister to you. You need to understand that God has his own personal way, a personal strategy, a personal methodology for each individual. You cannot put God in a box. You cannot say, this is the way God is going to speak. This is the only way God can minister. No, God's ways are different for different people. God's, ideas and strategies are not limited to this is the only way to do. Because I've seen a lot of Christians who think that, you know what, this is the only way. You know, a slight deviation in the interpretation of scripture or doctrine, they're like, oh, they're false. I'm the only one who's right. No, never get to that place where you think that you're the only one who's right. Because you have to understand that, you know what, yes, I'm not saying go after, you know, wrong doctrines that are like vague and, you know, really off the scripture and off the charts and all of that. But what I'm saying is, by the end of the day, you know what? Look at this fact, guys. God's ways are different for different people. The way God speaks to me is not the way God is going to speak to you. I've had encounters where I can't even explain to people. People are going to think that I'm crazy. Some people may not even believe it. But some people have had even more crazier encounters with God, and they're just convinced about it, that they have those encounters. And I believe that, you know what, maybe God met them at that place, because, you know, God meets you at that place that you're in, not just physically, but even in your faith level, or even in your way of thinking, in your understanding. God ministers in accordance to that. You see, you know, like, if you see, one of the things I've seen is that, especially now, in the Muslim nations, right, a lot of people have visions and encounters, okay? Just an example. And they see visions of Jesus, and then they come to know the Lord, and that's how they come to know the Lord. In some nations like India, okay, it's not more of visions, but it's more of miracles, right? That's why, you know, if you see miracle kind of preachers like Benny Hinn and all of them, you know, are more popular in a country like India. Because in India, miracles are more, you know, the thing that God uses a lot more, because people are like that. They're drawn to miracles. In the Muslim nations, they're drawn to visions, you know. Are you getting what I'm saying? So the way God is going to do for different people, what God is going to use for different communities and different people is going to be different. And that's why you need to understand that you are no one to judge some preacher because they preach differently, or judge a style of ministry because that's not the way it's typically done. And just say, you know what? Who am I to judge? Because God's way is different for different people. God may speak to somebody like the way he spoke through an encounter in the sky, like the shepherds, or it could be like the wise men with their intellectual understanding and the star. You know what I mean? So God's way is going to be different for different people. Instead of putting him in a box, why don't you choose to take the limits off and trust him to do the impossible? Amen. God bless you.
You've been listening to Fuel for the Soul with John Gifta. We hope you were blessed and inspired to live the life that God has for you. Make sure to subscribe to the John Gifta YouTube channel for regular uploads of sermons, skits, interviews, and more. Follow John Gifta on Instagram for regular inspirational posts. And don't forget to check out the best-selling books written by John Gifta, Who Am I?, which will help you understand your identity, and the latest number one bestseller, Unveil Your Purpose, helping you discover your purpose and to start walking in it. Make sure to leave a rating and review, and be sure to share it with your friends and loved ones. If you'd like to donate, you can find the PayPal link in the description. And if you'd like to invite John Gifta to speak at your event or to get more details, go to the website at www.johngifta.com. See you on the next episode of the Fuel for the Soul with John Gifta. God bless you.